Thank you, Jed. Thank all of you for being here this morning. That was a very sobering note, but a necessary one, I feel, to open our service on today. And we also do move ahead with our time of worship, and so I am pleased to welcome all of you here, especially any of you who are visiting with us today. Thank you for being with us. We invite you to join us, as we always do, with our visitors to come and have some coffee and conversation in the dining room with us following the service. If you'd like some more information about this faith tradition of ours, Unitarian Universalism, if you want to know more about this church, please stop by our newcomers table. Someone can meet and greet you there, answer questions. If you're interested in pursuing membership in this congregation, we'll be receiving new members a little later in the spring. You can make an appointment to talk to Sherry Woolsey, our membership coordinator, and myself about that. If you ask what's in your order of service, I would just bring three of them to your attention. We are beginning a new covenant group this evening, a very important part of the life of our congregation. We've had enough persons express an interest, they want to be a part of that. There's still probably room for a couple more people if you'd like to be there. We're going to have our first meeting this evening, so speak to Sherry or myself during coffee hour if you'd like to be a part of this newly forming covenant group. Jen Morton has her tickets for trivia night coming up this coming Friday night. Jen, where you are? Jen, there she is. All right, catch her during coffee hour if you want to be a part of that. And then also on Saturday, it's our next installment of the Simple Gifts Coffee House. I know I keep looking for people. Yeah, there you are, Jeff. Okay, Jeff can speak to you about that. I'd like to also offer a special invitation if you're our service, let you know about our service for next Sunday, Martin Luther King Sunday. Our speaker will be Mr. Harvey Key, member of this community for a long time affiliation with this church, a former member of the New Hampshire State Legislature. Harvey grew up in Birmingham, or was in Birmingham, Alabama, in the early days of the Civil Rights Movement as Dr. King was coming to prominence. He has some amazing stories to tell, so I hope you'll be here next Sunday to hear Harvey.